Driving around Mercer, Middlesex, Somerset, and Union counties, the lawn signs are everywhere. Monmouth University political analyst Patrick Murray says the four Democrats running to replace Congressman Rush Holt in the left-leaning district are running a tactical war just to get voters to remember their names.
It's about their biographies, but it's much more about their regional bases. This is coming down to who can get out the people who normally vote for them in bigger numbers.
And in the fight for votes, one of the four candidates is at a significant disadvantage. Andrews Wicker has never been on the ballot in New Jersey before, but he does have one thing over his opponents. Like Congressman Rush Holt, he's also a physicist. In fact, Zwicker runs the science education department Holt started at the Princeton Plasma Physics Lab. Zwicker says Holt inspired him to run and showed him how to be a voice of reason amid the noise of partisan gridlock.
If we counter that and send people down there who are going to speak to the facts, and this could be around climate change, but this could be about fair taxation, this could be about minimum wage, this can be about civil liberties, this could be about civil rights, that this is the way we're going to try to make a difference. I don't see any other way.
Zwicker says a science background is something voters in the 12th district have come to value in their congressional representative. And while he may be the only physicist in the race, Zwicker is not the only trained scientist. Assemblyman Upendra Chivakula has a bachelor's and a master's degree in electrical engineering and worked in the private sector for 35 years. However, that's not the part of his story he's played up in two TV ads.
I am the Tea Party's worst nightmare. I don't look like them. I don't sound like them.
As the first Indian American in the New Jersey legislature who speaks four different languages, Chivakula says he has a better understanding of foreign affairs, as well as the issues facing immigrants and workers. He says that's why he's running for Congress.
At the state level, you cannot do anything about the immigration policy. You cannot do anything about increasing the access to health care or protecting Social Security, Medicare, and also addressing the issue of international policy and how we can use the peaceful means of trying to address some of the complex geopolitical situations around the world.
Chivakula has solid support in his home base of Somerset County. But the most recent poll shows most voters are split between the two women in the race, Assemblywoman Bonnie Watson Coleman and State Senator Linda Greenstein, who each have the party's support in the two biggest counties in the district. Watson Coleman has a strong hold on Mercer County, which includes Trenton. She comes from a political family. Her father was an influential member of the state assembly. In her own right, Watson Coleman was the first African-American woman to head up New Jersey's Democratic Party and is a former assembly majority leader. With a lot of undecided voters, Watson Coleman is touting herself as an experienced leader who's not afraid to speak her mind.
People believe and know that I do not hesitate to take a position and to stand up, whether or not it's marriage equality or voting rights or women's rights or being a leader on issues such as outlawing police profiling.
She is facing a tough fight from Linda Greenstein, who has consistently won competitive elections in a swing district. As a result, Greenstein has a reputation for getting people out to the polls and has locked down support in Middlesex County.
I've seen it all. I've heard it all.
A former prosecutor and specialist in disability law, Greenstein says she's already got her sleeves rolled up to fight Republicans in Congress over raising the minimum wage, funding for Social Security and Medicare, and women's rights issues.
I want to bring the qualities that I've been able to use here in New Jersey to Washington, because the Tea Party is about to unravel 80 years of progressive change that we've had in the state of New Jersey, and I don't want to let them do that.
The winner of Tuesday's Democratic primary will face Republican Dr. Alita Eck in November. Eck ran unsuccessfully in last year's special election for U.S. Senate. In a solidly Democratic district, Monmouth University political analyst Patrick Murray believes one thing is already clear.
For the first time in 12 years, New Jersey will have a woman among its congressional delegation.
I'm Katie Culinary, WHYY News.